She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Monday. I hope your weekend was great, mask-free. I hope you enjoyed it. Who knows how long before we'll be back masked up. Mask up, Massachusetts. No, I'm hopefully joking. I'm really, every day there's more stories about this. And what's pretty amazing to me is this Dr. Fauci. I think that we have to bring in some sort of therapist or physician to diagnose this guy with whatever complex he has. I'm thinking, I'm going to be very honest with you right now, I'm thinking he might be a sociopath, because this man has done more to damage this country in such a short amount of time. I know it feels like he's been around forever, but for a lot of us, we just became familiar with him within the last year and a half. And every time I think he can't talk about this stuff anymore, you know, he has no credibility. He's been wrong on absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. Zero credibility. And then on top of it, a little bit of gravy on top, he's involved with this Wuhan lab and funding it and gain-of-function research. And every time he talks to Rand Paul, he gets really, really angry, and his temperament is not good. So every time I see him fighting Rand Paul, I think, all right, good. You know, this keeps him on his heels for at least a week or two. But no. Last week, they threw out a trial balloon. And Howie talked about this on his show. They threw it out, you know, midweek. And by the end of the day, they were already walking it back because of how poorly it was received from most Americans. You know, if you're on Twitter, you'll see the, every once in a while, you see the person who's going, when are they going to bring back masks? It's not safe. But I'm 99% convinced at this point that those people are bots, because I haven't run into anyone, any real life person with that mentality. And so they throw out the trial balloon last week and it seems to fail. And then I think, all right, we're good. We're in the clear, you know? And then Fauci goes on with Jake Tapper. And Jake Tapper's got those very serious people glasses on. He's got his brow furrowed, as always. And he's asking Fauci about the new models. I thought we were done with models. Honest to God, I thought the graphs, the charts, the models, I thought we had seen the end of it. But Delta has rebirthed the models, and now we're back to talking about this. Now, originally, the models that they had come up with, the ones that we saw at the White House press conferences and, you know, that Ferguson guy came up with in Britain, those were so far off that every time someone calls in, you know, one of my favorite callers, Chris, every time they call in and say, Trump knew about the coronavirus, he knew how bad it was going to be, and he said he didn't tell people because he didn't want to panic them. Well, I think if he had gone with the original models and had based his opinion and plan on those models, he would have really panicked people. So by downplaying it, he really kind of figured out exactly where it was going to be, because it was not what they originally said it was. They were predicting millions in the United States, and it didn't end up being that number. Now they're back with the models. This is models 2.0. This is the Delta. It's Delta time. And when I saw my cut sheet today, I knew which ones to expect. I knew Fauci was going to be talking to Tapper about remasking, and it's under active consideration. And yes, I'm part of those meetings. Which, he should be in jail. He should not be part of any meetings. But I knew I was going to see that cut. But when I saw the word models on my cut sheet, I almost lost my mind. My stomach is in knots with these people. They're so fake. They're so crooked. And they're doing it all over again. And Howie and I were driving in today, and I said, you know, I get it. Like, I get it. They want to keep everyone shut down. The media runs off panic porn. I understand that. But you'd think, even with that being said, that maybe they'd wait a couple months, you know? Maybe they'd wait for people to get a little comfortable. They're doing this so quickly after we just got out of it that people have a very vivid memory of what this is like. They'd be better off waiting a year and then bringing it back for the midterms. They're bringing it back, what, a month after things got back to normal? And I just don't think people are going to go for it. And what I hear from a lot of people is, oh, it's going to be a lot harder this time. Our engineer just said that to me. It's going to be a lot harder this time. You know, people will put up more of a fight. I hope so. I really hope so. I'm telling people lately, I said, I'm going to be that crazy woman now who they videotape in CVS getting tasered in aisle 4 because I won't put my mask on. That's where we're headed. It's absurd. And they're doing the same exact tactics. And if you fall for it, you haven't been paying attention. They're using this guilt technique. Oh, if you're not wearing a mask, and even though you're vaccinated, if it breaks through and the droplets get through your mask and you happen to have a strain that's not protected and it goes to the register and then the register guy goes home and sees his grandmother might die. It's just preying on people's emotions, and it's gross. And I'm so over it. I can't even believe that Dr. Fauci is allowed on televisions and that people are listening to him. It drives me crazy. Let's play a little bit of this guy. Just one more thing before we play him. Has he no shame? To quote Joe Biden, before Joe Biden was saying, my butt's been wiped. They wiped my butt. Whatever he said this weekend, which we will get to, by the way. We have a lot to get to. We have Tucker Carlson getting confronted by the left's new hero, Fisherman Man, who got up in his face. He's got an interesting backstory, by the way. We've got Biden's DOJ dropping the Cuomo civil rights probe. We've got so much immigration, which obviously ties back into COVID. This show is going to be jam-packed. But I do want to mention about Dr. Fauci. It's not just that he lies, it's how shameless he is. Have you no shame? I mean, at a certain point, after you make 1,000 mistakes that really harm people, you know, the suicides are up, the overdoses are up, people's businesses are destroyed, people are depressed, people couldn't bury their loved ones. Like, don't forget about the social impact this man had. And he's right back out there, as smug as ever, telling people he's frustrated. He's frustrated. I'm going to show Fauci frustrated. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next few hours here because I am fed up. All right, let's play Jake Tapper, furrowed brow and all, talking about the model that he's predicting. Cut 6, please, Jared.
One model by the COVID-19 Scenario Modeling Hub projects that if the U.S. does not improve the vaccination rate, cases will continue to rise, and the U.S. could see a tripling of the current daily death toll, so up to 850 deaths a day by mid-October, though in the worst-case scenario in this modeling, that number could climb as high as 4,000 deaths a day, about as bad as it was last winter. Do you think it's really possible it could get that bad, 4,000 deaths a day?
I think the part of it that really gets to me is just... It's just the level of, I don't want to say joy because I don't think that's fair, but it's how into it they all are. You know what I mean? Like all these journalists in D.C., all these anchors at MSNBC, the Joe Scarboroughs, the Mika Brzezinskis. I just think, do you guys not have lives? Do you not want to go outside and go to the beach and have weddings and go to restaurants? Like what is your obsession with ruining the country and having everyone shut down? I don't get it. And of course, Fauci has to say, well, he lies and he says it's going in the wrong direction. And then he says the models have been pretty accurate, which is laughable. Cut 7.
Well, when they do modeling, Jake, they generally give you the worst case scenario and the best case scenario. But somewhere in the middle, if you look historically at the modeling that has been done over the last 18 months, for the most part, it's been pretty accurate. So I'm not so sure it would be the worst case scenario, but it's not.
Let's cut that. It's been about as accurate as the polling has been. Let's call up Nate Silver and have him do the models for COVID. Because he's been pretty accurate, right, Fauci? It hasn't been accurate. And yeah, if you go worst case and then best case and you go somewhere in the middle, you're probably going to hit it eventually. That's a pretty big, wide margin. Guys, it's only Monday and I'm already angry. And then I do want to play one more here before we go to the break. I would like to play what we've all been waiting for, the return. Remember the return of the Mac? This is the return of the masks. This is cut 16.
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am part of the discussion.
You.
But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors. However, if you look at what's going on locally in the trenches in places like LA County, the local officials have the discretion, and the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jared. I know I'm going to be cutting him off a lot today, but I just have to say, I mean, the way he talks about how he's part of those meetings. Yeah, and I'm part of those meetings. It's like he thinks he's invited to a Golden Globes after party. And I'm part of those meetings, by the way. Congrats. Those meetings are worthless. It's a bunch of hacks deciding, you know, when are we going to ruin everyone's businesses? Should we do it today or should we do it tomorrow? Or should we tell them we're going to do it tomorrow and do it today? God. All right, we will be back. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. If you want to vent, that's great. But by the way, what I'm going to do next, and I'm probably going to run with this for the hour, there was a great tweet by Carol Markowitz, and she asked everybody, you know, over the last year and a half, what was the funniest or wackiest or saddest COVID moment that you saw that really summarized how insane all of this is? And some of the responses had me laughing out loud. You forget how crazy we got because we're kind of on our way out, but these are great. So if you have one you want to weigh in with, 844-500-4242. I'm Grace, and this is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
What a good song. I'm sorry I just associated it with such a horrible, horrible thing. I hope I didn't ruin that song for anyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show, 844-500-4242. So we have a lot to get to today. There is the Dr. Fauci stuff. I am going to talk about that. I am going to read you the tweets that I really enjoyed, a thread of craziness. But first, when Twitter cannot suppress a hashtag that does not look good for Joe Biden, I know that it's really popular because it's overriding whatever big tech, big brother algorithm they have set up. So today, hashtag my butt's been wiped had 14,100 tweets. All right. Now, Jack Dorsey was probably not too happy about this. He was probably screaming from his lair, take this off. This cannot stand. But there's a reason it got so many people going. Because the president of the United States was asked about immigration, which, by the way, major issue. And it also exposes how hypocritical these Democrats are because they have no problem with thousands of people crossing the border not getting the vaccine. But they want you to stay at home again and maybe start measuring your butterball turkeys if you don't want to get the vaccine. It's just a complete double standard, and it's kind of blinding. It's really a glaring double standard they're going to have a hard time with. But when Joe was asked about this, he said something quite different. Now, let's listen to this, and we'll break down what we think he said. Cut one, please, Jared.
Does immigration need to be a reconciliation? Must it be a reconciliation?
What must be what?
Immigration.
My butt's been wiped. That's what a lot of people thought he said. I can't imagine. I can imagine that's what he said. But still, 14,000 tweets about that. Not a good day for Joe. And that's really saying something because he does not have a lot of good days. Anyway, what I want to run with now, and I encourage everyone to text in if they have some ideas, 635-66, start your text with the word Curly, C-U-R-L-E-Y, and text in the wackiest thing that happened during the lockdowns that did not make any sense. And I'm going to read you guys some of these. I think you're really going to enjoy them. Some of them are sad. Some of them are serious. And people did say, it's not my favorite, but this was the strangest part of it. And we'll get to those as well. But first, let's go to the calls here. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Grace. How's it going today?
Good. What's going on?
So I got a couple of friends that are welcoming another lockdown. Extended unemployment benefits, extended welfare, extended food stamps. They can't wait. They cannot wait.
I hate to say this, but Chris DeGaulle had said this past weekend, and I thought it's really true. The people who are craving another lockdown, their lives must be so empty and so depressing to want this again. And these are your friends, Dave? No offense, but they don't sound... Are they a good time?
No. The government wipes their butt.
The government wipes their butt. Very good. Very good. We'll try to get that trending today. No, I'm sure there are people like that, but it doesn't make it any less horrible. I mean, I see people like that all the time on social media. When are you going to remandate the masks? I'm like, are you real? I have to double check. Anyway, though, so 844-500-4242. So Carol tweets this out. Give me your favorite COVID insanity moment. I commented that the kayaker being pulled from the water in California was mine, but also the one I always mention is they closed a green space in Brooklyn and opened a street alongside it. Now this got people revved up because everyone has a moment that sticks out in their head. And we're going to go through some of these and they're pretty funny. All right. No gatherings above 10 people, but protests under 100 people. And this person says, going to pick up a pizza. I had a white cane in my hand because I'm blind and getting lectured because I wasn't following the distancing markers on the floor that I couldn't detect with my cane. Dagan McDowell from Fox said, having my credit card sprayed with disinfectant before it was handed back to me 3 weeks ago. This person says, the arrows you had to follow in the grocery store because viruses can only attack you if you're going certain directions down aisles. Rich Grinnell says, Target forces everyone to go in and out of the same entrance because of COVID restrictions. Now, one of them that people kept mentioning was the woman with the tennis balls. I don't know if we have time, Jared. This was a Long Island. A woman started talking about, you know, the rules on the tennis court, and it garnered a lot of ridicule for obvious reasons. Let's play it.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie.
I have to say, Howie Carr is cracking up at that cut. It's not funny, sir. It's very serious. This is not a joke. We'll be back with more of these. We're going down memory lane. Call in with your craziest COVID moment. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Grace Curley Show. I'm broadcasting from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. If you guys want to stop by, Howie and I will be here till 6. I know he has a great show planned as well, and we're happy to say hello, take some pictures. You can do some shooting, maybe buy some stuff, you know, buy some ammo or guns, or they have great swag here. So whatever you want, come on down. Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Here's a good headline from the Babylon Bee. To defeat the Delta variant, experts recommend doing all the things that didn't work the first time. Sounds good to me. What could possibly go wrong? I do want to talk here. I remember we were at some sort of Trump event. I don't know if it was a rally or a fundraiser, and Donald Trump Jr. was there, and he tells this story a lot about how at one point during his father's administration, during his father's time in the White House, he his dad pulled him in to the Oval Office and said, you know, listen, Don, you got to tone it down a little bit on Twitter. And Donald Trump Jr. laughed because he said, Dad, are you really in a position to tell me to tone it down on Twitter? I mean, you get the whole world ablaze with one tweet. And it's funny because I don't know with Donald Trump Jr., I'm more of a Ron DeSantis person for 2024, but, you know, his name does get floated around a lot. And if it was based off of tweets, he would win hands down because he just does not hold back. And I'm starting to understand more and more why Trump brought him in and said that, because he got wind of this Fauci interview with Tapper, which was all over the place yesterday. If you missed it, Fauci told Jake Tapper, you know, it's under active consideration to bring back masks. He also talked about how frustrated he is with all of us idiots that won't get the vaccine. And Donald Trump Jr. wrote, because science. In response, I'm going to choose my words very carefully here. Bleep you. Except he wrote it out. So the response to Fauci was not great, but that's to be expected. I cannot believe they still, you know, air him and put him on their TV shows. It's pretty embarrassing, but he clearly loves it. All right, now back to the COVID insanity. I see we have some people here on the line who want to talk. We will take your calls. I just want to read a couple more of these. All right, so let's do, we got through that one. I had guests at my Airbnb request a refund because they said they could see COVID on the bedding. That's a nice one. And let's go to two guys. Now this was something that people forget about. There was at one point, there were a lot of cops chasing people that were in the water. You know, you figured, okay, I'm in the water, I'm safe from the COVID police. Not so fast. So here is an incident where someone said, two guys on a boat chased down a guy on a paddleboard for not socially distancing. And then the next picture, they show the two cops arresting the paddleboarder, and all three of them are standing close together. So one paddleboarder by himself in the ocean versus three guys walking together on the beach. Again, doesn't make any sense. When social justice gatherings were safe from COVID, but nothing else was. A virus so deadly that it can tell whether you are attending church or burning down a police station. I saw a guy at the gym put hand sanitizer on his gloves. And someone responds, that reminds me of musicians playing their instruments through a hole in the mask. We talked about that last week. And this person sends in a photo of a man on his motorcycle with a paper mask on and no helmet. Again, risk assessment. It's not something we're great at in this country, obviously. Terry tweets in, for me, it's forever Fauci, mask down, enjoying America's favorite pastime when the rest of America could not. Bob, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Grace. I've just been very curious because this China has been front page news 24/7. For at least a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, if it wasn't on the 24-hour news cycle, if we just went about our lives, how touched would most of us be by this virus? And I think that it would be a non-event, just being so hyped.
Yeah, and now here's where I want to be careful, Bob, because the truth is that I feel for people who lost someone. I never want to downplay that. I never want to, you know, make it seem like I'm careless or, you know, I don't have emotions for that. I feel bad for people who lost people. But I think the media had a huge hand in scaring people who don't need to be scared. And making people panic who don't need to panic, in burdening children with something that never had to be their burden. I think a big part of it is the media. And that's one thing I've learned over the last couple of years working with Howie is at first I came in thinking these Democrats are despicable. And that remains to be true, obviously. But now I really think that most of my wrath goes towards the media. Because it's amazing how obvious it is, how they change, you know, their minds, and they switch up their talking points, and they all seem to get the same thing. Howie always says it's like it gets sent out, you know, like they all have microchips, and it gets sent out to all of them at the same time. They all start repeating, Delta variant, uptick, spikes. They all start doing the same thing. And you get to a point where you're like, what do you want? What do you want? You want everyone at home, on welfare, depressed, drinking, not seeing their friends, not going into work, dependent on the government. What's the end game? Why do you want that? It's these people are so power hungry. It's gross. John, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, I'm a dentist, and I'll have a patient. They'll be sitting in the chair with a bib on, and I'll recline the chair, put the light on them, and they'll still ask, should I take the mask off? And sometimes I'll just say it's optional just to see how long it takes them to catch on. It's bizarre. It is bizarre.
Yeah, and I always think of, John, I was thinking about writing back to this, and then I just saw all the replies, and I thought nothing I write back is going to beat these. I mean, some people had some really hilarious ones like the one you just said. But one I remember is I was outside a grocery store, and this was at the time when COVID first started, and getting into the grocery store was like getting into a club in Boston. There was massive lines, and there was a bouncer, and, you know, you waited outside, and you hoped that maybe you'd get in, and would there be bread left? Would there be paper towels or toilet paper? So we're waiting in line, my mom and I, and the guy's letting people in. Sometimes he would let two in. Sometimes it would depend on who was coming out. I think he had one of those little things that the trackers that the club bouncers have where they can keep count of how many people. And the guy in front of us, he waves for two women in front of us, and they go in, and a guy follows in. He thinks that he's got the go-ahead. And then the young kid in the mask says, no, you can't, not you. And he can't hear him because he has the mask on. So he says, what's up? And the guy goes, you can't, not you. What's up? Huh? And eventually they're standing very close together, right face to face. And the kid with the mask on pulls the mask down and says, you got to wait. You got to wait for one more person to get out. And the guy goes, oh, okay, sorry about that. Turns back around. The kid puts his mask back up. I'm like, what are we doing? In talking to that man and trying to keep a certain amount of people in this grocery store, you guys basically just spit on each other trying to figure out what you were doing. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to keep going with these because I think you guys are going to enjoy them. All right. The part where they told us masks obviously work, but then forced entire classrooms and busloads of students to isolate for 14 days every time there was a single asymptomatic positive case from anyone in the classroom, despite every single person wearing a mask the whole time. And this was brought up today because there's a coach, I think it's in the NFL, and he tested positive for COVID, and he's been vaccinated. And whenever I see a headline, you know, coach tests positive for COVID, is doubly vaccinated, you know, it's a breakthrough case, people respond back and say, why are they testing him then? Did he feel sick? No. Is he vaccinated? Yes. Will he have to go to the hospital? No. Then what's up with the testing? It's like we're addicted to this stupidity. Caroline, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Caroline.
Hi, Grace. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
Our lives are going to be different now because of this COVID and all the variants that are coming in. So my question is, why is Fauci not in prison?
He's
making millions of dollars.
You know what, Carolina? You just brought up a great question, and I think you just gave me a very good segue into my poll question. So let me just pull up my copy here, and then we will get to that. But it's a great question. I mean, people are very, very tired of Dr. Fauci. They're tired of seeing him. They're tired of him throwing out these predictions based off nothing, just to amuse himself and see who falls for it. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And I'm glad people are getting fed up. I'm glad people like you are asking that question. Now, the poll question today is brought to you by Balance 7. I love it so much. I borrowed some of it from Howie, and I absolutely love it. To get free shipping, put in code word Howie when you go to balance7.com. calm. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who would you like to see in jail the most? Dr. Fauci, Hunter Biden, or Andrew Cuomo?
I'm going to go with Carolina and say Dr. Fauci. Because I think Dr. Fauci, Cuomo, don't get me wrong, it's despicable that they dropped the civil rights probe into Andrew Cuomo. Disgusting. They should have kept that. I mean, the DOJ and the FBI, they have so much on their plate, they can't look into Andrew Cuomo. And
hey, they have governors to kidnap. Come on.
They have governors to kidnap. They have Lego sets to confiscate. You know, it's a tough gig. But this is really what summarizes it. And I called my dad over the weekend. I said, I need a good topic. Need a good topic to write about. My dad said, how do you write about the fact that if you kill thousands of people and you send COVID-infected people into nursing homes, you'll be totally fine. But if you put your feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, you'll do hard jail time. And I thought, that's it right there. That is our system of justice. Howie says it all the time, that there's, you know, two systems of justice in America. But I have never, ever felt so disheartened by it. With all of these cases they're dropping, the cases into the Chinese scientists, the DOJ has no time for actual crimes, but they have time to plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And to be fair, I always say this, they plotted to kidnap her, but they also thwarted the plot, Jared. We have to remember that and give them, you know, some kudos there. But yeah, I'm going to say Dr. Fauci, because as far as the amount of people who have been affected by these lockdowns and how he shows zero remorse for all the mistakes he's made, for this gain of function stuff, he has no humility whatsoever. He thinks he's untouchable, and I would like to see him in prison. I'm going to say Dr. Fauci.
35% of the audience says Dr. Fauci. Hunter Biden, Andrew Cuomo tied at 32%. Quite a tight poll.
Yes, indeed. Our friends at Eden Pure are launching a new refrigerator air purifier that is guaranteed to keep your food fresher for longer. This is a really good product. It's really cool. We use it in the office. There's no more frustration from opening up the fridge to find wilted and rotting food. It uses the same technology as the best-selling Thunderstorm that has sold over 100,000 units. The Eden Pure refrigerator air purifier has a rechargeable battery and goes right into your fridge to kill fungus, bacteria, and mold that rots your food. By slowing this natural process, you'll have more time to enjoy the food you bought, and that will save you money on your grocery bills. No more extra trips to the grocery store to replace rotten, spoiled food. And it's smaller than a soda can, so it barely takes up any space in your fridge. You won't even know it's there. And since it's battery-powered, it can go into any small space to get rid of nasty odors. Put it in your closet, cupboards, or pantry to freshen them up and get rid of musty smells. I'm urging listeners to get several of these Eden Pure refrigerator air purifiers for friends and family, any extra fridges you have, or for small spaces where you need to get rid of odors. And right now, Eden Pure is offering $10 off the lowest sale price to my listeners this week. That's right, $10 off the lowest sale price with free shipping. Keep your food fresher for longer with Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACEFRESH. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEFRESH. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. We'll take more calls, 844-500-4242. And there are so many more examples. I mean, some of these, a lot of them are pictures, the responses, because it's like a picture of a kid's park with the swing sets locked down, or, you know, just things they did. Remember they filled up the skate parks with sand to protect us from all those kids skateboarding and maybe having fun for an afternoon? You can't forget about the absolute lunacy that we've had over the past year and a half that didn't make any sense. And now they're all going, we're actively considering doing it all again for your safety, wink, wink. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Already having fun here today at Cape Gunworks. We've already had a couple people coming in saying hi, checking out the store, which is awesome. We love to see that. And we have a really busy day ahead. I'm very excited. I've got a lot of guests. I've got a doctor coming on at 1:05. I think you guys will enjoy that. If you have any questions for Dr. Nan Hayworth, feel free to text them in, 63566. Start the text with the word grace. With the word curly. Don't start the text with the word grace because you'll get some other company. All right, now, I want to get back to some of these COVID crazy moments that people were reminiscing about. Here's a good one. New York had a rule where you could go on the beach, but not in the water. And California had a rule that you couldn't go on the beach. You could only walk across it to go in the water. I saw cops on the beach yelling at people to get into the water and get off the beach. The sand in the skate park in California is one of my top favorites, where they spent money to dump sand into a skate park for our safety, of course. When I was at a store returning a pair of pants and a sales clerk was not allowed to touch the bag I brought the pants in because it had been in my house. However, she was allowed to touch the pants that had been in my house and on my body. Kids under 2 at daycare don't wear masks ever, but turn 2 years old and 1 day and they wear masks for 6 hours straight, except for eating and napping, because little known fact, COVID can't be transmitted while you're sleeping. But once a toddler is awake, boom, super spreader. Sending non-elderly COVID-infected patients to nursing homes where immunity to anything is low, I still can't figure out how they even intended to spin that. My kids being told to put their ice skates on at home and walk across an icy parking lot and down a flight of stairs in skates to avoid getting COVID during the 5 minutes it takes to put on skates while in a huge socially distanced ice arena. Having restaurants shut down indoor dining, then have them build outdoor seating, which was then encased with walls, doors, and plastic, so you could essentially eat outdoors but still be indoors, was mine, especially when you notice these outdoor units had no ventilation system. Yeah, they were building igloos in New York City, like these little plastic igloos that cost a couple $100 to rent for the night. They were basically building restaurants outside the restaurants. When regular folks weren't allowed to have funerals for their loved ones, but politicians could gather en masse for one of their own. Absolutely. We have so many more of these in Dr. Nan Hayworth coming up next. If you have any questions about the masks or the Delta, text them in. Curly to 63566. We'll be right back. We got a big show planned. It's the Grace Curley Show.